네네 산지에 고만도
The nature of the mind of beings is clear light, and within this clear light nature are the seeds of compassion and knowledge. And because these seeds are present within the clear light nature of mind, it is possible to achieve Buddhahood.
가르세나 닌지 담화 건다 닌지 공능 공도 뱀네 닌지 템포 산제지 닌지 템포를 주거래 담배줄로 퇴바 삼바 공바세나 히랍 공능 공도 뱀데 드네 히랍 탈센드데 산제 그러와
And how is this possible? Because these seeds which are in the mind, the seeds of compassion, can be developed because through receiving the instructions on compassion and then meditating on compassion according to those instructions, one is able to develop the compassion further and further until it is developed to its utmost possibility. And similarly, the seed of knowledge that one has in one's mind can be developed through listening, reflecting, and meditating. This knowledge develops further and further until it becomes completely and fully developed, at which point one has achieved Buddhahood.
Tene tanda unta namji je yoga, yoga tongla yonga yong de to ka hien yun tin chevar tenpa tang yong de zeizang tang
So then, in connection with the text, distinguishing the middle from the extremes, we've arrived at the final section, which is the concluding statement, and this contains two main parts, the first of them being an explanation of the difficulty of understanding the text, as well as the great advantages connected with it, and the second point being the certification of the who is the author and who were the translators.
Tene teyang zaba. Gu nam je pe ten ju te to war ka ta nying bu tong. Tuen chin te jing kun ju tong, tuen mi tam je serwa wo ki sa ya song.
So the root text for this section says, this treatise distinguishing the middle from the extremes is difficult to understand. It is the...
oh yeah.
It is the essential meaning. It is the great meaning or the great benefit. It is the meaning associated with everything or with all. And it completely eliminates all forms of whatever lacks meaning.
Tela winam ji si ju te ta dang tarwe ta tam je da tarwe wu kan yin ba wu kan yin ba om lam tuen ba tuen ba se na wu nam ba ren je pe ten ju sa wu dan ta ma de ba nam ba ren je pe se na wu nam de je pe ten ju ki sa de ya
So the first thing that is explained in this connection is the meaning of the title, why the text has been given the name it has, and since it is a text which shows the path associated with the middle, meaning that middle which is free of any extreme, it is called the treatise distinguishing the middle itself, or one could also see it as being the text which distinguishes the middle free of any mixture of extremes within it.
Udang ta kang yin ba nambar njie de nambar njie gupa se na tene unam jie ba se.
So, what's involved in the title then is that pointing out the middle path, which is the path of the Madhyamaka, and that is a path which is able to, or it is a path which in itself is free of any sort of extremes or limiting views. So this text then is has as its the point of the text is to demonstrate or to point out clearly that middle which avoids the extremes.
Karo Tani Pampa Dropa Tani Pampa Dropa Cups of Dunsini Namto Song Song Jarva Dunsini Ting over a tea cups of Ta Kang in Batiki Ta De Nilan de Epe Ulene Gubernema Roba Hene Udan Tanji.
So there was a section of the text we heard explained earlier called the elimination of extremes. And in that section of the text, two different groups of seven were explained, which were two different sets of seven pairs of conceptual opposites. And in that context then, was very clearly defined what is meant by extremes here, going into great detail about which concepts are which concepts represent an extreme one could fall into. So then this text shows the middle, how to avoid those extremes that were explained there.
Tene te yin dong a tsu tsen de yin na wan de la yang u tan tan yi go gre. Kande re se na tsen de na wan de den ba tro ba re sa na ze na tene ta chi gre dron do pa re. Tsen de yin na wan dan zan de tene yo ma re, tsa wan ni yo ma re sa na yang che korpa tabare ta chi ge de ni jin ta le ne ba de ne ta ra je dong xi go de.
So also in connection with our life and our experience of life, it is very important to be able to distinguish the middle from the extremes. And what sort of extremes can we fall into? It would be, for example, thinking that all of the appearances and all of the experiences that we encounter in this present life are truly existent. This would be one extreme, since things are not like that. On the other hand, the opposite extreme would be falling into the idea that the appearances of this life have no sort of validity at all, no sort of reality at all, that they don't even exist conventionally as appearances. That would be the extreme of denial. So one has to avoid both of these extremes. One has to be able to distinguish the middle between both of those
extremes.
So what are the appearances of this life then? They are even though they are empty, they appear, and even though they are appearances, they are empty. So they are appearances which are empty, and emptiness which, even though being empty, appears. So the essence of these appearances is emptiness. Nevertheless, there is an appearance manifesting.
Tene te yendo nga tsu semti dunga de denpa trupa re sante yena tene dondo pare dunga denpa trupa yo mare tene dunga nyo yinpa de tene meba tsawa ni meba re sante yang korpa tapare ta chikri tene ji wile ne kore tene ji wile ne na kande re sena dunga ten yanga na tong ye mire arve.
So one also has to be able to distinguish this middle between the extremes in relation to one's own suffering. So when one experiences suffering, one can have the one can fall into the extreme of thinking, oh, this suffering is all completely real, which would be one extreme. The other extreme would be to think that it doesn't exist at all in any way whatsoever. That would be the extreme of denial. So one can fall into either the extreme of exaggeration, thinking that things really exist just in the literal way that they appear, or the extreme of denial, thinking that they don't exist whatsoever in any way. So one has to find the middle between these two extremes also in relation to one's own suffering. So what is it we have to know? We have to know in relation to our suffering that it's as the is just like what appears in a dream. So there, what appears is appearance and emptiness. There is something which appears there and at the same time is empty. So if one dreams of being burned by fire or carried away by water in the dream, which does not have a true existence as a snake or as a tiger and so on, at the same time it's not that there's nothing happening there at all. There is an appearance. So what is it? It's an appearance which is empty. It's appearance and emptiness inseparable. And this is what one has to know in regard to one's suffering. So if one, what one has to do then is to light the lamp of the understanding of the emptiness of the suffering which appears, and through the through lighting the lamp of understanding that whatever appears is empty, then one will be able to remove the darkness of thinking that what appears is truly existent. So then Rinpoche gives the command or the advice, remove the darkness of ignorance by lighting the lamp of understanding the true
nature.
Through the light of the lamp of understanding the emptiness of duality, remove the darkness of ignorance.
Through
the light of the lamp of understanding the nature, remove the darkness of or empty the darkness of suffering out into the expanse of light.
Oh yeah. Tan dene Tobar Katan Sikete, dene Samo Omelam dene Tani da Travo Omelam denes, denesit Omelam dene Hindu Sabe Togi lu tokbar kawatan. Togi be lu tokbar kawar. Ya. Togi ba sejati menga mebe hirap jecheba tsamje to tokumar. Menga mebe damga mebe rangi hirap jecheba tsamje to tokumar. Tenda wala togi ba se. Damga samu mebe. Raba. Tepa mepa, rank hirab kone takye tawa lel tela, toge va sikre. Toge va tena vito.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
So then the commentary says this, and what is meant by this is this middle path. This is extremely profound or extremely deep, and therefore is difficult to understand. For the mind of an intellectual. And intellectual here means someone who, without receiving the instructions, without relying on the profound instructions, but through his own thinking process alone, through his own knowledge and intelligence alone, tries to understand this profound subject. And for this type of intellectual, then it will be very difficult to understand this middle path, which is extremely profound.
Ta tajur ko na tajur chukun marve. Then a chuchin. Toki lu tokper kava inte, hindu sabse. Several tan de karre. Ta dan travel. U kang in, but then a chuchin, then a chuchin. Ta dan travel, o malan, then a chuchin. Togi tepa tang damga mi chen tepa mepe hirap chikpu takye tang togi tokpar kawa yin te hindu sabse. Dako kaso.
So then the logical, this could be presented in logical format in a very brief capsule and then in a slightly more expanded way. By saying, given this, it is difficult to understand for the mind of an intellectual because it's extremely profound. And then Meche explained that as meaning, given this middle path, which avoids the two extremes, which avoids the extremes, it is extremely difficult to understand for the mind of an intellectual who does not have the instructions and does not have the faith or devotion, but relies only on his own intelligence. It's very difficult for him to understand this because it is extremely profound.
Topar kavata. Ta khandese to gore sana tene rana hirab jasamu yere te tene hirab tela damna gore hirab damna chintang. Tepa tan drebe, hirap damna chinje, tini totu brebe. Damna minga yupi hirap.
So then, what is the opposite case? This would be the case of one who investigates the teachings of this path, having received the instructions, and also relying on faith or devotion towards these instructions, and with this mind, he will be able to, when investigating the instructions of the middle path, he will be able to understand them.
Ta nyingbu tong se jida karasa na, nyingbu tong te peji gorwe mekhikbi nyingbu tong, peji gorwa se jida yenda ki tsoypa jabde, semji nelo waisa mare, dekhi nyingbu yo mare, se ne, Rekpunneji tang tsoypa jyamna yang semjin nela waisa ma yinpa tang dekhi nyingpo waisa yinpa tang dekhi nyingpo de yopa de ka togo mare yinji hik togo mare me hikpo nyingpo tang.
So then the next point in the root text says it is the essential meaning. This text represents the essential meaning and this is explained in the commentary as this is the essential meaning which cannot be destroyed or overthrown by an opponent in debate. So if an opponent in the controversy of a debate were to claim that the clear light nature of the mind does not exist, or there is no such thing as the Buddha nature, he would not, no opponent whatsoever would be able to win this type of debate, since the instructions in connection with this are completely, they are the essential meaning, they are that reality which cannot be overthrown. They are the quintessential essence which cannot be overthrown in debate.
Another
sense of essential meaning here is that this text contains the essential meaning which is presented in the teachings of all of the vehicles. So the it is the heart meaning or the essential meaning as it is found in any instruction or in any teaching of any of the yanas or any level of teaching.
So whether
one thinks in terms of the emptiness of self-entity of the individual or the emptiness of personal ego, this text presents the middle path for avoiding that extreme, or whether it is in relation to the self-entity of phenomena, this text presents the middle path which explains the emptiness of that. And for these reasons, the this text presents the middle path which gives the essential meaning of the nature of the mind. So then the next point in the root text says great meaning or very meaningful, and what this means then is that this is the great, what is very meaningful both for oneself and others, or the great benefit of self and others, which includes both the temporary as well as the ultimate result or fruition which one can attain. So through the practice of this middle path, one is able to attain both the temporary and ultimate results in their insurpassable form, which will be of the greatest benefit or the most meaningful, both for oneself as well as others.
Drupal Lanamebe Capso Sanjay Jacompang Ne Captain Tartoke Ne Captain Drebutan Tartoke and Drebut Jetta Drupe Sortemper Megba Lanamebe Capso Ne Captain Tartoke and Drebut Drupal Capso Megbe Yor sabada, jatiabada, saba kanla mikba, kanla mikte, mikubata temper. Nova lana meva capso, tether nyamsa lave, deva candesa, rebe, deva chote, rebe candesa to certember.
So then this chapter has presented exactly what is described here, because the chapter itself describes the practice, the focus, and the accomplishment. So the practice, as that relates to both the temporary and the ultimate results, was described in terms of how one listens, reflects, and meditates, accompanied by six qualities which were described in the text, or six facets of practice which were described in detail. Focus was describing both with relation to the temporary as well as to the ultimate object on which one focuses attention during the practice. And then finally, the ultimate accomplishment described through the progression of 10 different stages how one achieves the temporary as well as the ultimate results.
Tensor te tanda unta namji yonzo go tanda mare tekwa lan me believe ji to tarwa tensor tanda tensor te tekwa lan me believe ji karte.
So this is the then this is what is presented in this chapter dealing with the insurpassable vehicle. This is the specific material we have been, which has been explained in this chapter.
Then, Koinji Tondo, Koinji Tong, Hiba, the Koinji Tondo, Joto Karasana, Tekwa Somji Rikin, Nintuja Tekwa, Nintuja Tekwa Rikin, Ranjar Jerikin, Tekwa Timber Rikin, Rikin, Tadapa, Koinji Tondo Jerba.
So then the next statement in the root text says that it constitutes the meaning of all, or the meaning of every aspect, and what that refers to is that this this text presents the meaning which one finds in any level of teachings as applying to any sort of potential for practice. So whether one has the potential for practicing the vehicle of the listeners, the vehicle of the self-victors, or the vehicle of the bodhisattva heroes, no matter which of these potentials one has, one will find the meaning of that presented here.
Then, take pass some kind of change to under just a carousana, leva nai nani, leva tambo yeti, take some tumungalam tembare. Then, leva nabati, take by temple tumung maimba lam temba imbassena, then take pass some car, rekin tamje, ye don't chopare.
So in what sense can one speak of this, text as representing the meaning of any level of teaching? It is in the sense that there are five chapters in the text, and the first four of them present the subject matter which is held in common. That is to say, which is in common both with the lesser vehicles as well as the greater vehicle. Whereas the last chapter treats specifically of that vehicle which is not shared in common, specifically the Mahayana alone. So in taking the text as a whole then, it presents the meaning of any potential which one would be able to, which one would find as a practice.
Toyami tamche serva de karasana tom eba. Mato Loto Teton Jetama Mato Loto Teton Jetama Latonio Mare Drabare, a silver cigarette. Tene Nyanhi Jetaba, New Mumber Drabada, Hibza drapa tamche sevar sebe yun din de deba.
So then the final point in the root text says it removes all forms of meaninglessness, or it removes everything which is lacking in meaning. And that is explained as that through this text then one can rid oneself of the stains or the impurities of not understanding, or of having a wrong understanding, or of having a type of understanding which is mixed with doubts. So one can remove the stains of these types of meaninglessness, or that which is lacking in substance, as well as one is able to remove all obscurations, both the emotional obscurations as well as the
cognitive obscurations.
So because it is possessed of five qualities, and these five qualities are what have been referred to through the terms in the root text, the first of them being the fact that it's difficult to understand with the mind of an intellectual, that it's the essential meaning which cannot be broken down by an opponent in debate, or not cannot be, cannot be destroyed by an opponent in debate. The fact that it is the through these teachings one attains the accomplishment of great meaning, or the great benefit of oneself and others. The fact that it presents the meaning of all levels of teachings represented through the various vehicles, as well as the fact that through it one is able to eliminate everything which is lacking in meaning. So because of these five distinctive qualities, this is the this treatise is the supreme.
The tenju uinta namji je tekwa lanme belevu je deva lekwatropa.
So then this was the explanation of the section of the commentary which explains the chapter on the insurpassable vehicle from the text distinguishing the middle and from the extremes.
Kene ta 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 winta namje je tekwa lan me bele ye tharba yin te jaran zu treban dong na de treban dong na
the main approach.
Yeah, I don't understand your question completely.
Does the Eightfold Path relate to the Vajjamaka view?
Tini. Umatawa capsule, Tini, De, Papa J.
Mm. sabju sanju sambata jargore phakpa chota jargore thekpa chepu sabju
what the Majjhimaka path relates to this path of the middle relates to the 10 bodhisattva levels
pena dondang tongpanyi tongpanyi ji dong ngon som to to pa ka so phakpa sa to pa re tongpanyi ngon som to to pa phakpa sa to pa re kon sob je na wa tam je joma malam ni yin do joma malam ta bar to pa la tin de den bar chen ba yo ma re den bar chen ba me ba la tin de tene na wa la tin ba dong a yang yo ma re
so then what is meant by achieving bodhisattva level or achieving the level of a realized being, achieving the level of a noble one, means that one achieves the direct realization of the emptiness. It's the direct realization of the emptiness, and due to having that direct realization of the empty nature, then one also understands that any appearance is lacking in true reality, true existence, like a dream or illusion. And since one understands that, then one is free of any suffering which would be connected with appearances.
And then Papa Satova Kapsa, Nyamja Namkatavu, Tingenzin, Tinipa, Moma de Yure, Telatinte.
So then one speaks in this connection of two phases which together make one uninterrupted stream of samadhi or mental absorption or a state of absorption. And the two phases are first the meditative equipoise, the state of the actual absorption into meditation, during which the emptiness is realized, followed by the post-meditative state, during which the appearance is seen for what it is, and the two of these together constitute an uninterrupted stream of samadhi or mental absorption.
Tene te tabo tongpa ni sa tangpo ni tongni ngon sum to tokpa re, tene sa chope pardo tongni je tokpa gong ni gong to pewa re, then the subject joined the Tavamani, Dimni Pakha, the Jebab said, eh? Say that, then the subject to Kobotan. Subject joined the Tamani, Nebu Dorjita with Ting and Zenje, he's a drab attack in Tava Yang, Jom De, he drab Tava Ledge and Dorjita, then Sanjay to Kobotan.
So then one has, at the first Bodhisattva level, one achieves this direct realization of the emptiness, which is the which provides the actual we could say the actual substance of the realization, which is then followed by the post-meditative experience, and then this realization, which is gained during the meditative absorption on the first bodhisattva level, is expanded and furthered, further developed, is further developed throughout the course of the bodhisattva levels until it reaches complete development at the very end of the continuum of a 10th level bodhisattva during the Vajra-like samadhi, when the most subtle traces of the obscuration over what is to be known are completely eliminated, and one breaks through to complete Buddhahood.
Oni tokpe hiram dami na korva tsava chepar numai.
So, if this knowledge which understands the two forms of emptiness is missing, then one will not be able to
Korbatsava.
If this knowledge which if this knowledge which understands the two types of emptiness is missing, then one will not be able to cut the root of samsara.
Poni tokpe hiram dami na nyumong donga tsava. Toni tokpe hiram dami na donga tsava chöpar nyumai.
If one if the knowledge which understands the emptiness is missing, one would not be able to cut the root of afflicted emotions and suffering.
Toni tokpe hiram dami na nyumong tsava chöpar nyumai.
If the knowledge which understands the emptiness is missing, the root of the afflicted states will not be cut.
Tuni tokpe hirap dremen deme na marek mumba tomni jimbar numai. Tomni se te tsaba ni meba zoto. Tuni tokpe hirap dremen deme na. Chueme dremen. Tony Tope Hirab Dreaming Demina Mare Mumba Tony Jibar Numai.
If the light of the lamp of the knowledge which understands the emptiness is missing, it one will not be able to dispel the darkness of the afflicted states and suffering.
Tony Tope Hirab Dreaming Deyona. Marek Mumba Tsava Tong Nin Jin Sete Tarpe Nama Ta Weser Tarpe Weser Kota Yi Nama Chavan.
So if the light of the lamp of the knowledge which understands the emptiness is present, then the appearance of or liberation is able to appear, and So if the light of the lamp of knowledge which understands the emptiness is present, then liberation will appear. The kayas, the light of the kayas and the wisdoms will spread.
Tony tope hirap dreaming the nige rangin juke marek mumba said your chick the mulumli. Rava Randa yinji juke marek mumba said what you did. Tony tope hirap to dream.
So then Rinpoche offers the wishing prayer that through the light of the lamp of the knowledge which understands the emptiness, may the darkness of one's own and others' ignorance be removed.
Tope Hirab to Dreme, Marek Pemomba Sergu with Jumsin Kangi Samna Yamna Korvan de Sem Dripen Namare Korvan Trananga Tsavati, then Marek Pare Marek Pa Marikta teni, toni tobe hirap je dwe meke sarna, tene korban tona randu dundogre.
So then if one is wondering, what's the need? What's the need of removing the darkness of ignorance through the light of the lamp of the wisdom which understands the emptiness? The reason for it, or the necessity of it, is that this wheel of samsaric existence is nothing other than one's own misunderstanding or delusion. So through the light which understands the true nature, one will be able to completely eliminate all of the unfortunate situation of samsara. And therefore, the light of this knowledge which understands the emptiness and thereby removes the darkness of ignorance is necessary. So what are the various methods which are given to us in Buddhism to be used for? Through removing the impurity associated with the delusions of one's own concepts, together with the habitual tendencies towards that confusion, one will... So through removing or through getting free of the delusion accompanying one's own concepts, the clear light, which is the true nature, is directly manifested or is actualized directly. It springs forth directly, and this is the Dhammakaya. So then, what must be known is the elimination of the delusion of one's own concept, and through this, the direct manifestation of the clear light, which is the Dharmakaya. So one must understand that this clear light nature of the mind, which is obscured by conceptual delusion, is the Dharmakaya in its basic state, that is, as it's found among sentient beings, among ordinary beings. And between... So what Rinpoche explained first was the fruition Dharmakaya, in which all of those veils have been removed, and then explained the basis Dharmakaya, or the basic Dhammakaya as it's found among sentient beings where it's still obscured, and between those two is the path Dhammakaya.
Oh yeah.
So then
the
difference between the Jonangpa school and the
Shintong.
Then Jonangpa Dhammakaya Shintong.
Jonambe Dumpate Tavate Yendonga Tavase Dachi Sedachi Yendonga Dumpatini Lama Mambu Yere Toto Mambu Yere Kik Yendonga Kik Kik Seda Seda Hako Kedan Seda Yendong le lukso mada wa mangbu yu re, jonang pe lukso di yendong le lukso jik. Apa so? Jik pari ma, lukso mada wa, yendong le lukso mada wa mangbu yu re, jik re. Yendong la lukso mangbu.
Jintong la?
Lukso mangbu yu re, jonang ke lukso di yendong le lukso jik re. Yendang yang yu re.
So, within the Shinto Majama, because there are many different schools or groups, and the Jonampa is one of those.
Tanda Yendong Sejit Karasana, same Janela, Waisa, Deki, Yimbo La, Yin Lover Tripita, Me Tongba La, then Yendong Sinapa. Hakuzo, same Janela, Waisa, Deki, Yimbo Re. They
So what is meant by the term Shintong or empty of other is explained in terms that the nature of the mind itself is the clear light, and this clear light nature in being empty, this clear light nature is empty of the temporary stains, the temporary obscurations. So in this sense, it's empty of other. So the temporary stains are other than this pure nature. So the pure nature itself is empty of the otherness of these temporary stains.
Nina, lower song, the young telamaloba, he becaps so, then he becaps so yin don't have a thing here. Caress and the same genella was a letter my yo mare, tamata lower over it, sit in by.
So in this
tamal lower over and over letter my maper temper.
In this chapter of the treatise distinguishing the middle from the extremes, treating of the insurpassable vehicle, there are these 10. Points dealing with freedom from error, and one of those is the freedom from error with respect to what is temporary or passing, and that is treated of in the root verse which says that because the Dharma Dhatu or the expansive phenomena is naturally pure like space, then these two stages of temporary impurity and purity are merely passing and or incidental, and this is what is meant by freedom from error with respect to what is incidental or passing. And this root verse explains or is a presentation of the Shintong Madhyamaka view in that it explains that within the essence of the nature of mind, there are no stains. There's complete purity.
Yendong sichu te tsega tuyantan dhordu re. Jeba, yendong atawa jeba sena tene ju lama tang. Chunyi namji, unta namji tazu yapo lobjong sena yendong, dolog yendong atawa jeba hi yapo hako re.
So this verse presents the meaning of the Shintong and the way in which it is empty of other in a very brief form, whereas a more expanded explanation would be found in the Julama, Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, or in the Chuni Namje, the text distinguishing the phenomena and the nature of phenomena, or in the full text of the of this text distinguishing the middle from the extreme. So to get the expanded explanation of it, one should study these texts.
되네 근데 은타 남지 이제 특발라는 애들 레비지 이제 까네 신제 말로 붙여대 야보하 거텔라 히랍지 제바 야보조 톰나 양 옌동 따와 두두하고 도두하고 그래 사모하고 그래
so in connection with this chapter dealing with the supreme vehicle if one examines very carefully with one's intelligence these ten forms of freedom from error, then one will gain an understanding of the way in which the Shentong is presented in brief. And the reason for this is that in these points treated of under freedom from error, what is primarily explained in terms of that which is to be realized, what is to be understood or realized, is the emptiness of the delusion of dualistic appearance where there seems to be something perceived on one hand and a perceiver on the other. So then in understanding that this apparent duality associated with appearance does not exist in that way that it appears, then one comes to understand
Matapala Kundaka Matapa, Yang Matapa, Yondo Matapa Song Shepherd. Titon Yabukina Tene Matapala Tindi Anton Banito.
So, this connection between the impermanence and emptiness is presented in another chapter of this text, distinguishing the middle from the extremes, where one speaks about the three aspects of existence as this relates to impermanence. Three aspects of existence being the completely imputed aspect of existence, the completely dependent aspect of existence, and the perfectly existent aspect of existence. And these three are explained in connection with impermanence, and through understanding that explanation, one will clearly understand the connection
between impermanence and
emptiness. So then, what is meant by the completely imputed aspect of impermanence is that it is impermanence is an imputation by concepts. It is a conceptual imputation, it is a conceptual label. This conceptual label itself has no essence or no existence of its own.
Then Yemanga Matapa de So Namdore, Namdo Kiti Kiti Kitiangazo, Kiti 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 Gandore.
The
Yemanga Matapa, Namdo, Namdo Rang Matapa, Hiba Matapa.
So then the dependent aspect as applied to impermanence refers to the concept itself or the consciousness which has an instantaneous character of arising and ceasing in the same instant. So from instant to instant, it rises and ceases. That is the consciousness itself. The consciousness of impermanence itself arises and ceases from instant to instant. That is the dependent aspect, whereas the imputed aspect was what was applied to objects. So the concept, the conceptual label of impermanence as that was applied to objects, whereas the dependent aspect refers to the conscious mind in its instantaneous nature, from instant to instant, rising and ceasing.
Tene yondrop je mata pa te yondrop rang ka ngo wo tene mata pa ma re ta mata le le ba re ine ya yondrop le mata pa tan yin jo ba te de pa teme de ba tang ma de pa tang bo teme de ba re ji se tama de du tama le tama ta pa ka so ma da pa te ta pa ne ka so jo re mata pa tan yin jo ba re ma to mata pa ngane ma re tang bo de pa ye re Yes, the Dapa may buy, and with the name of Dapa down. Yama Ting, the Dapa, Ting, let over down.
So then the perfectly existent aspect as applied to impermanence would refer to the nature itself, perfectly existent or really existent nature of mind, which one can look at as having an aspect in which it is obscured or in which there are impurities covering it, and also an aspect in which it is not being obscured by impurities. So within that, the nature of the mind itself, there are not these two different phases of pure and impure, but one can relate the difference between the relatively speaking impure state to the state at which it afterwards has become purified to impermanence. So one can say there was an impermanence with respect to the nature itself in that it first was impure, that is to say obscured, and then later changed to being purified.
Dona Mataba said to do the two go red, do trava, sena, do hint the trava, then madrobare, do hint the trava, then madrobato, and then it don't want you to.
So then one can come to understand the emptiness through impermanence because the nature of time is such that it appears in instants. It has this instantaneous character, these instants themselves are so subtle that they don't have any lasting quality. They disappear at the same instant that they arise, so they don't last. In understanding that any instant arises and ceases at the same instant does not last, then one can understand the emptiness of time, the emptiness.
Dona takpa yang ta chikri, matapare sana yang ta chikri, uite ta matachan talen de pa umetong toko. Sawa?
Ta ni. Ta chikri.
Takpa ta matapa.
Okay.
Ta ni pa ambakasu matoke.
Oh, that's so also okay. In this chapter that we've studied, we, in connection with the elimination of the two extremes, two of the conceptual extremes were permanence and impermanence, or lasting and not lasting. So one has to find the middle between both of these extremes, permanence and impermanence.
Then you learn to have a cup of the Zeti Chutamte, KTKTK Rangi, Matapa Rangi, by Yang Yang Dosana, then you learn to have.
It it's also an aid towards one's practice to thinking about impermanence, meditating on impermanence, because one can see that that the time is passing very quickly, that one instant arises and disappears, and the next arises and disappears, is going at a tremendous pace. So if one thinks about that, then this serves as a support for one's diligence in practicing Dharma.
Then Tata Omen Tong Gomba Kapsa, then it talk about the Matava Tamjel and Devo, Nyambari Yamba Kapsa.
However, with respect to meditative experience, resting in the state of meditative absorption, in that context, one should not get involved in concepts about impermanence or permanence. So with respect to, as an aid to one's diligence, it was useful, but in connection with meditative absorption, at the time of doing meditative absorption, then one should rest in the middle between any sort of concepts about impermanence or permanence. Offer the wishing prayer of the butter lamp, or the butter lamp wishing prayer, and in the way that one does that is by visualizing that one visualizes the all of the victors and their and bodhisattvas of the 10 times, of the 3 times and 10 directions, filling the entirety of space, and the object on which one is focusing here are the butter lamps which are being offered to them, and the butter lamps are also visualized as pervading the entire stretch of space, and these are being offered by offering goddesses. So inconceivable numbers of offering goddesses carrying the butter lamps, are filling the entirety of space, are offering them to the victors and their sons and daughters of the 3 times and 10 directions. And one does this minlam in order to, or with the wishing prayer, that all of the darkness of ignorance connected with one's own and others' mind streams may be completely eliminated. And the light of the knowledge, a light of knowledge may expand, grow.
Tene kar chikyu te mekpa gomba te kar chikyu te tsik. Sik mangbo me in the young degree, to end up make back gomia the yapu yuan, the tennis or not just so jacimbo then the yapu.
So if one doesn't use many words in connection with this kind of wishing prayer, it's all right. If one does the visualization as described, thinking of the meaning as Rinpoche has described it, this will provide an auspicious connection.
Tene marme wo te ke mamba sarhen ngobo tamche ngobo nawa sabon thonga tende la tende tene marme phena hirap momba se te hirap tembo yo ma tende yo kone ki
marme di mamba se
sen mamba se gre ngobo ta so sarbon thonga doga doge oh वो देख वो मैंने मना रहे गए हैं तुमको मारे हाँ तें तो मन में ते खिराब जे चुत हम जे हिगरे मन में सार पो यंगरे मन में ते खिराब दां चुत सुंगरे मुंबा तो मुक मारे क पाते मुंबा तां सुंग पारे तीस है ना तूने मन में पुना मलम जाव ना मारे क पर मुंबा से ते खिराब जे नाम जे जे पे तें दे रियो रे
सो देन In what sense can we talk about this as present, as providing an auspicious connection for knowledge, or for coming to a complete development of knowledge? It is in the sense that when one has lit butter lamps, then this removes the darkness and one is able to see things clearly. So in the same way that the light enables one to see what is there, then this this light of the butter lamp is like the light of the Dharma, which enables one to see what is really there, the reality, by removing the darkness of ignorance. And in this way, through presenting the butter lamp offering, one achieves an auspicious connection with the development of that intelligence or knowledge through which one will come to clear understanding.
Tene marepa momba sarva te ngaran kipu sem je momba sya sar sem je momba sarva so samna tene tekpa chen bo yong ma re da yin sem chen tam je ji je je marepa momba sar so sam re.
So if one does the butter lamp offering with the idea that I only want to remove the darkness in my own mind stream, then the Mahayana path will not arise in one's mind. One should do the offering with the intention of removing the darkness of ignorance, both from one's own mind stream as well as from the mind stream of all beings in all directions at all times. And through this, then one has the Mahayana, then the Mahayana is able to arise in his mind.
Then, Chepar Chintan Jana, then Daga Marek Pamombatan, Daga Avala Marek Pamomba Yere, Tesavarico, Ama Marek Pamomba, Pugu Marek Pamomba, Simjin Tamje Marek Pamomba Sarikoson, or something.
So, as a completely, special way of achieving this auspicious connection through doing the offering, one can think. Not only do I wish for the removal of the darkness of ignorance from my own mind stream, but also from the mind stream of my father, and also that the darkness of ignorance in the mind stream of my father may be removed, and the darkness of ignorance in the mind stream of my mother will be removed, and the darkness of ignorance in the mind stream of my children will be removed, and the darkness of ignorance in the mind stream of all sentient beings will be removed.
They in the dug a drat and dug a need and dug a draw loss over Tamjay, two sabers same gene Tamjay, then it's over sabers same gene Tamjay, the Momba said he was under.
So
was it? Dra, need, draw, draw, hakos on.
Need and draw cheaper.
Re,
need,
need, need, need, need, need,
So one should also think of the this or generate this wish for the removal of ignorance from the mind streams of one's enemies, as well as from those with whom one has a positive connection, as well as from the mind streams of one's friends. So one should think about this.
Sobju Jarva Seje Tamche La Namda Sarva Dumin Deprave Broke Marek Mumba San Nejang Hiravi Hinama Jeverho. Sobju Jarva Sejan Jenam Sobju Hakosoma Sobju Sanje Tengoni Sobju Jarva Sanje Lava.
So to the victors of the Ten Directions and their heirs, we offer these completely pure butter lamps. May the light of with
Namda Sarva Dreaming Deprava Nambar Tapa Wu Sarva Semna Tangaja Tado Mebe Nambar Tapa. O sarva dhrumin dhapra. Namda sarva dhrumin dhapra. Nambar ta se jitin chobam barva kapsu kunong nambar ta kwa. Rangin je o sarva.
So to the victors of the ten directions and their heirs, we offer these butter lamps in a completely pure way. So in a way which is completely free of anger, and completely free of pride. So in talking about offering the lamps completely purely, this means with a completely pure motivation.
Namda sarva dhumin dhapurve chasunga.
Through offering these butter lamps to the victors and their heirs in the ten directions in a pure way, may the darkness of ignorance of all beings be removed, and the light of wisdom
pervade. Namai durvara zibada me zibada tanjo dange balonjo me baras te bajembo jada vore juna dap zibada sajo sambada vare kira sumje ye zibha kamde zidai jo zidai mene nona rupa jo Devet kāngla kāngje kāngle dhōr māṭhūra kāngje kāngla purta māṭhū devu enye jene dhamma u yume sinje mālo neta jomā dhāvu mūtō pātā rāsīnje dhāvā kūtara vānyi kūt Nāṁ kā tāvā yī dhāvā mīdāṁ lāmē bā dhūr jē sīk mē jū jī pā tē pā tāṁ jīṁ tā tāṁ mē tē yī dhū nyē kā kā tā jū lā rū tō tō kū tē tāṁ mē tē sō tā yī nyē pā tā tāṁ jē pā tū jē tā sē tā jē tāṁ gu nyō Nāmbara-zhūṅ-lāi-nyi-dāṅ-zhūṅ-nāmbara-dhūpa-nyi-je Tēne-nāmbara-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ-dhūṅ